All right, good evening, everyone out there. Welcome to Monday Night Raw, where we gather on Monday night to get together and talk about our previous week. And this previous week, we've been talking about decently and in order, restoring God's to-do list. So make sure tonight that, like I said, I was just telling us what we have to do if we would like to get on the line and speak up. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a scripture testimony, whatever it is, make sure that you simply press *5 to get connected on the line tonight, and we will get you right on the line. We are going to go to our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Yes, ma'am. How are you guys?
We are doing great. How are you tonight, sir?
Doing wonderful. Just ready for this call tonight, the SMB Monday Night Raw, the Learning Center. And as everybody knows, this week we've been talking about doing things decently and in order, restoring God's to-do list. God has a to-do list. And this thing about the to-do list, Ms. Candy, is that, you know, God gives us the power, the wherewithal. You know, He gives us strength, guidance, direction, all that good stuff, to actually perform out this task.
Yes, sir.
No, and that's the thing. You know how parents give a to-do list for children?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why they give a to-do list, one, to make you responsible, but two, they know that you can.
That's right.
Okay. And God has expectations of us, you know, much like we should have expectations of God. And the two go hand in hand. This is how we restore order. When God expects us to do certain things, and we expect God to do things, certain things. As a matter of fact, God says to us that we should remind Him of His word. But He has expectations, and we should have expectations. You know, and this is how order is restored. But you just can't expect something from God and not expect Him to expect anything from you. It doesn't work like that.
That's right.
That's where disorder happens. So we should have expectations, you know. When we call ourselves Christians, we should have expectations because God is also going to have expectations. All right? So, Ms. Candy, you want to open us up with prayer, please?
Certainly, sir. Father God, we thank You for allowing us to be here tonight, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for each and every soul who's on the line, Lord. We thank You for the word that You gave all throughout this week, Lord. We thank You for the scriptures, Lord. We thank You for the guidance. We thank You for those testimonies that have already come forth, Lord. And we pray tonight, Lord, that the word continues to be just as You've already prepared it for this week. Lord, that we are able to receive from You, Lord, and not be distracted by anything that is around us, but that we are all totally focused in on Your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, it's one of my prayers that we all do not fall into a place where we're just going through the motions with God.
Yes, sir.
I truly hope, you know, that we do not succumb to that mindset, that behavior, that mentality. Go through the motions. We do things just to say, God, you know, this is a tradition. I'm doing it, and I'm doing it. No, it's more than that.
Yes, sir.
It really, really, I need everybody to hear this. It is far more than you calling in. It's far more than you going to your local church. It is far more than you getting on your knees and praying. It is more than that. To have order, to do things where there's order, there's power. Where there's order, there's power. There is no power where there's no order.
Yes, sir.
The reason I say this is a lot of times, the reason why we lack power in our life, but it looks like we're going through the motions with God, is because we lack order.
Mm-hmm.
We have yet to put God first. We say we put Him first. How do you put God first? How do you restore that order? How do you do that? You must first deny yourself.
Yes, sir.
God's order, people. And I urge us not to just go through the motions of things. That is one of the tall-tale signs of disorder, going through motions. Mm-hmm. See, the expectation is that Ms. Candy is going to speak, Mr. Carr is going to speak, Mr. DJ is going to speak. But what about you?
Yes, sir.
Now, hold on. We can't let us off the hook because Mr. DJ, Mr. Carr, and Ms. Candy, we can't get complacent either. We can't just go through the motions.
Amen.
And then we'll start saying things that sound good, but things that lack power. And
mm-hmm.
again, where there's no power, that means there's no order. So we're telling you guys things that sound good, but why is it not shifting some things in your life? In other words, the word got to be so powerful to whether either you're going to want to conform to it or you're going to start saying, mm-mm, I don't have time to listen to that. One or the other.
That's right.
Refuse to believe that there's things are done decently and in order. Can anybody attest to this? I refuse to believe that things are done decently and in order and there's power. I refuse to believe that you're going to be under God's tutelage, yet you are still, you're never being checked at the door.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You can't be a sinner and go to a God who's perfect and that power don't draw you to stop sinning or drive you away and say, forget that, I ain't ready to stop sinning. One or two things going to happen, but you can't have one foot in the world and one foot in God and continue to go to God the same way. I promise you that
yes.
can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening. You're not receiving the power of the word, or the word is not in order to where it's forcing you to make a decision. You got to make a decision, folks.
Right.
And this is how we restore order. You have to make a decision. As a matter of fact, don't you give your relationships an ultimatum?
Huh?
You say you got to make a decision. I've been with you for 8 years. You got to decide whether we're going to get married or not. Don't you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Even if it's not about a marriage thing, you still say, hey, you got to make a decision. Now, I let it slide the first time. You cheated on me. But, hey, you got to make a decision whether you're going to keep on doing it or not. Because if you keep on doing it, I'm going to step. See, everything has ultimatum. See, in other words, with an ultimatum, you are restoring order.
Right.
Well, God said the same thing. He said, choose ye this day who you will serve. But, see, we thought that he only meant, Ms. Candy, we thought that God only meant between him and Satan. No. There's a thing called self-righteous. In other words, you can also be serving yourself.
Mm.
And when we serve ourselves, y'all, we slip into this place called double-mindedness. In other words, we want to serve ourselves today, but tomorrow we want to serve God. And see, when you're a double-minded person, how can you do things decently and in order? The only decently in order it seems to be is in your order, but according to God's standard, it's not. See, our standard says that we're human. And see, that has become our standard, correct? And because it is our standard, Mr. DJ, we okay with mediocre order. Then we start saying, well, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm human. You know, I'm a man. I'm going to cheat. I'm a woman. I'm going to be emotional. And that becomes our standard. But my question is, when you really want to restore righteous, godly order, why then don't you take on his standard and not yours?
Amen.
Huh? And here's the problem. Here's the big problem. You all of a sudden got holy, but your whole life was double standard, double-mindedness, so you had one foot in God, one foot in the world, but you hold it now, so you're giving it all to God. But see, you done built relationships predicated on your double-minded standards. And now you're saying, see, now the story changes. Now you want to restore order, but your whole life, that's all they see you as double standard. Your order was according to man's law, not God's law. You know that's a hard task to do? In other words, it's a hard thing to do when we first meet somebody. You know how y'all say, what people say? If you met me in a club, why you may or not?
Yes, sir.
Y'all, it don't just matter with the club. If you met me in the world, why you may or not? This is why we have to protect God's order in all instances. With that being said, Mr. DJ, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Give us a little synopsis of what you had for this past week, please.
You basically broke it down. I mean, it's as simple as doing things decent and in order. You can't be on the left or the right at the same time. You have to walk the straight and narrow. When you do things that are not according to God and not in His order, don't expect the victory. Don't expect the benefits and the fruits and the ripe. If you don't plant, don't expect the harvest. That's the main thing, and we're like that. If you didn't put in on this, then you shouldn't get anything back from it. And but yet we want to do God like that, and you can't do that. Prayer, that's what gives us our power. Little prayer, old preacher used to say, little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. No prayer, no power. So, I mean, you have to stay prayed up and in the Word, but you have to do things decent and in order. Not man's order, but God's order. See, we can twist things. We can twist things to fit every instance that we have that's wrong about us.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, don't hit that person. Well, they hit me. Okay, well, that's justified. Thou shalt not kill. Well, they killed my mama. Okay, that's okay now. You know, you shouldn't steal. Well, they broke in my house first. I'm just saying, every law that's in there that can be broken, we can custom fit it. You shouldn't lay with this person or you shouldn't lay with that person. Well, they invented condoms. They invented this and they invented that. No, that's not what that says. So we can find a way to twist things to fit everybody's individual situation. But God is not pleased with that.
Mm-hmm.
He is not pleased with that. So, you know, stay prayed up, stay in the Word, and don't stray from it. You know, because when you start making adaptations to fit your situation might cause somebody else's a situation. And that's what we're not realizing. That's kind of selfish.
Right,
that's
man.
Very, very selfish. And one thing our God is, He is not selfish. That's why we got rules there. And it's so, just think about the next time you want to bend a rule, His own Son didn't bend a rule.
Mm-hmm.
Even His own Son followed those same rules.
Come on.
So if it's good enough for Him to where He can go through life and perish, hey, so can us.
That's what it is, y'all. So, Mr. DJ, I got a guest with you tonight.
Okay.
Ms. Candy, I don't even know if she's there. And I don't think she knew she was going to be on the guest list tonight, but she had been for months, and we have been talking about it. Don't hang up the phone now.
That got to be Ms. Sharon.
No, it ain't Ms. Sharon.
Mm-mm.
It's her cousin, Miss Miranda. Is Miss Miranda there?
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
I know Miss Miranda ain't dropped her phone, huh, Miss Miranda? If you're in the shower, go ahead and take this shower cap off. You got to get some.
Oh, my God. Yes, sir. How y'all doing? Oh, this was okay. Now you got my heart popping off.
Well, look, I'm going to let you and DJ handle it tonight, the call, because we have some great email questions. And I just want you to be yourself, so you don't have to be nervous. DJ himself all day.
All right, Mr. DJ, don't make me say you tonight now.
All right.
So, Mr. DJ, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Miss Miranda, you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm heading back in my office. I was sitting in the lobby. I'm going back in my office.
Okay. Stop it. Well, look, we're going to get started with the first email question. Miss Candy, what you have?
Question is, as a Christian, does God get upset if I am not at every church service?
Can you repeat that?
Certainly. As a Christian, does God get upset if I am not at every church service?
Miss Miranda, since you're the guest, we can start with you.
Okay, first of all, God is, He won't get upset because you're not at every church service. Because you have to remember that we are the church. You don't have to go to a physical building every Sunday or every time these church doors is open. But you can have church wherever you are, whether you're in your car, whether you're at home, or whether you visiting somebody. So you don't have to go to this building in order to praise God. You know, that's just a building. Yes, He said in His word that He'll be back for church without a spot or a wrinkle. So you don't have to be in that building itself, and God will never be upset with you. fellowship. You don't have to be in that building.
Hmm. Good answer. Mr. DJ, what you got?
I totally agree with her. I say absolutely not. God is not pleased when we do go to church, because some people do go to church every Sunday, and you ask them 15 minutes out of church, what was the sermon about, and they can't tell you, because their mind is somewhere everywhere else. They were too busy looking at who got on what, who looking at what, and who sang in choir number two, and what usher made them mad, and who, what deacon put this money in, and can't tell you, been no more closer to heaven than when they came before. So if you're there physically, that doesn't matter. Where are you mentally and spiritually? So, again, you got to do decent and in order. You can't have it both ways just to say I showed up. Oh, no, that doesn't cut it. So, no, and as she stated before, the church is in you. It's in your heart.
Yeah.
It's you. You're the church. So wherever you are, that's where the church is. As long as you remember the Sabbath and keep it holy.
Okay. That's what it is. All right. We're off to a good start. All right, here we go, Mr. DJ. I'm going to start with you. Here's another email question. It says, if God does things decently and in order, why then does he still bless those who are in deep sin and doing things that are out of godly character?
Why does he, repeat that one more time, why does he bless those who...
Okay. If God does things decently and in order, why then does he still bless those who are in deep sin and doing things that are out of godly character?
Well, for one, he's omnipotent. He's God all by himself. What's in his plan may not necessarily be in our plan. What we may look at, it may be a junkie or crackhead or somebody who's fallen. And he does those things to remind us that he is God, because only he has the power to bring those people out and utilize them for something good. So that's why that happens. He will bless those people. You never know what's on somebody else's heart and what's going on. But more importantly, you don't know what God's plan is. You just have to be obedient and learn to. His job as the master is to lead and feed. I was just to follow and swallow.
Ms. DJ, can you tell me that again?
Yes, definitely. God's job is to lead and to feed, and ours is to follow and swallow. That's
all
it.
All right. Ms. Miranda, what you got? You want to repeat that question?
Yes, please.
Okay, the question is, if God does things decently and in order, why then does he still bless those who are in deep sin and doing things that are out of godly character?
Well, my opinion on that, that's the problem with us today. We worry about everybody else. As long as you're doing your part to please God, then everything else around you, whether it's your family members, you can talk to these people. You can convince them. You can try to say, okay, well, what you're doing is not right. But who are you to get there and analyze everything what they're doing? As long as you're doing what's right, you know, in God's eyes, you know, in decent and in order. So you have to get yourself together first. And then after that, you know, like they say, sweep around your own front door. And, you know, but like I said, going back, you have to get yourself first. You have to analyze yourself first. And then after that, if you see somebody is doing wrong, go to your brother or your sister in love and let them know, you know, that it's not right. You need to change the way you think and your mindset and everything else. And then you might see something different in that person.
Gotcha. That's a good answer. You want to add anything to that, Ms. Candy?
Can you repeat the question for us, sir?
Of course. Let me get back to it right quick. I'm just stuck on over Mr. DJ saying, and then Ms. Miranda.
I know. Mr. DJ threw us all off. He said, leave.
I'm sorry.
I want to add something, though, and just to share this real fast. You know, growing up, I often saw some of my classmates driving Corvettes and sports cars and all kinds of cars. And I made good grades, pretty much straight A's. I graduated number 3 in my class, and I asked for a bike, like a motorcycle. Of course, that was a no. Then I said, well, let me get a car. Can I get a used car? My folks would let me use their car, but they would not buy me my own car. And I thought that was just the meanest thing in the world. So what am I saying? When you're looking over at other people, things ain't always what it seems.
Yeah.
So those people who were driving high and riding, when I look at what those people have become today, oh, my goodness, I'm glad that my parents made me appreciate what's what. They didn't give me no, you know, brand-new car right off. And to this day, I'm proud to say I'm successful, and I appreciate the value of that. Sometimes it just teaches you humility.
Yeah.
It teaches you how to appreciate when God does bless you. And like you said, don't look at somebody else's blessing. What is for me is for me. That might be good for you. I'm happy, but that's not for me. So, you know, when you look over there in that yard, your blessings, think about this, your blessings are custom made. Ain't that powerful?
Right.
It was created just for you. God took the time to say, this right here, this is for Mr. Carr. This is for Miss Candy. This is for Mr. DJ. Not for nobody else in the world. Just like having a child. My child is not the same as Mr. Carr's child.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? That child was created. That's for me. It's like your own DNA on that blessing. So quit fooling with somebody else's.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, y'all. I mean, Miss Candy, we don't even need y'all.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the next email question. I'm going to start with, what you got, Miss Candy?
I'm sorry, we have a caller who's waiting with the question.
Okay, let's get to him. What we got?
Good evening, caller. Go ahead with your question.
Hello, good evening. Okay, so the question is, when I first met my husband 16 years ago, neither one of us were saved. 9 years ago, I accepted Christ as my Savior and am striving daily in obedience to Him. So how long do I continue attempting to restore God's order in an effort to help my husband accept Christ as the head of his life?
Miss Miranda, I'm going to start with you.
16 years ago, y'all got married and y'all wasn't saved?
Yes, ma'am.
And 9 years ago, you got saved, but he wasn't saved.
Right.
But I would tell you, don't give up on him. You keep on talking to him. Because just because you got saved, don't put a time on your saving and not his saving. These days, you have to be straight up with your mate, whether you agree with something or not. But be straight up with him. Sit down. Talk to him. Yes, the man is the head of the house. He is. And we all need chastising every now and then. But don't give up on him. In your heart, you know what's right. And I'm sure by you talking to him, and not turning your back on him. Don't go to no family members or anything like that. Talk to him straight up all together. It's between you, him, and God. And you let God lead you and guide you. And you'll see that he'll come aboard. But be straight up with him. Sit down, talk to him. But don't give up on him.
All right. All right. Mr. DJ?
I somewhat agree. That's your husband. First of all, your marriage is not in order. So until that man does right by God, he's supposed to be the spiritual leader. He's supposed to be the one to say, come on, baby, we need to quit this. And if that's not his role, then I'm sorry, he doesn't belong on the throne. You need to basically sit down to him and introduce him to God, and you need to let him know, this is the type of woman I am, and I'm following Christ. I'm supposed to be following you as you follow Christ, you know, us together. But I cannot continue in good graces to remain being the wife that you want me to be, because that's not me anymore. I love you. I want you to be a part of this. I want us to be together. But if I have to choose between my husband and God, I'm sorry, bro. I mean, we got to get this together. I'm not saying that miracles can't happen. I'm not saying that God can't do the impossible, because there's nothing that he can't do. I mean, you go to God in prayer, and as she said, let God lead you. But you have to be very careful with that, especially when that man is supposed to be the head, because he can steer you in the wrong direction. You shouldn't have gotten a car with him in the first place. So now that you know better, you do better, you know, and walk with him. But there's going to come a time where you're going to have to choose.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, Ms. Miranda, you want to follow up on it?
Yes, because I'm thinking about what you're saying, Mr. DJ, and I'm like this. 9 years ago, okay, 9 years ago, 16 years ago, when y'all was joined together as one, 9 years ago, I feel as though that conversation, that talk, should have been 9 years ago.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying? And not waiting till you tooting your own horn and saying, okay, I'm saved, but my husband is not saved. Y'all are joined together as one. As one. So your sin, his sin, becomes now both of y'all sin. So I think that conversation should have started 9 years ago or even 16 years ago, whenever you say you got saved.
All right.
Mr.
DJ?
Yes, sir. I totally agree. It should have, like I said, she shouldn't have gotten a car with him in the first place. I mean, you know, you can't go with God before God with mess. If your marriage is not anointed, and I'm just using an example, I had a friend who was married and messed around, and then he divorced that wife and got into a relationship with another woman who messed around on her husband. So in other words, you got two people that's cheating in two relationships that left and got together and made the relationship and had the nerve to want to go to church and have the wedding. And I just couldn't do that. The union is not going to be blessed. I'm not saying what DJ's opinion is. I'm saying what the Bible is saying. You can't expect that. It's like praying, asking God to keep your house safe. And you got stolen cable. You know, you can't, it's an oxymoron. You in a stolen car. Please don't let me run out of gas, Lord. You don't even need to be talking to God. You know, you need to fix some other stuff first. So that's what I'm saying. That's how that is with that marriage. You know, that they should have gotten that fixed. But there's a way out. I'm not saying I know the way out, but I'm just letting you know that, you know, I know to put you on the path, but only God has a true way. So, you know, certain things, though, you just need to, you know, kind of look at it and consider the source. You know, you can't expect people to do that. You don't do that. You know, certain things, it's just not going to work. You know, and lastly, if I hope I'm not stepping on any toes, but, you know, we have people that are special in this world, and there are classes for them. And when I say special, I mean, like, you know, something mentally wrong with them. Just because you grow up don't mean you grow out of that specialness. You grow up, you graduate and leave the school, you still special. Just because you passed the 12th grade, that don't mean that you ain't special no more. So you have to consider that and consider the source. Same thing, if you marry in ignorance, guess what? It's still going to be there. Until you get that right, it's still going to remain there. And you can't be equally yoked with one person right and the other one ain't. I don't care if you're man or woman. You can't do that. Mm-hmm.
All right. So y'all heard it. Now you can't have stolen cable and looking at TDJ.
That's right. You can't do that.
Mr. Carr.
When you steal the whole
thing. Yes, what you got?
Oh, I just wanted to leave everybody with a scripture for this situation. And it comes from 1 Corinthians 7. First Corinthians 7 in general is a great place to go. It starts at the first verse talking about concerning married life, but we're going to go to verse 12. It says, To the rest I say this, I, not the Lord. If any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. And if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. But if the unbeliever leaves, let it be so. The brother or the sister is not bound in such circumstances. God has called us to live in peace. How do you know, wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, husband, whether you will save your wife?
Amen.
Can I break down for y'all right quick?
Sure.
Because I don't want nobody to get it twisted, because we'll take God's word and restore our order on it and say, oh, that's what it meant. Nope. I'll help you out now. Read the first part and pause, Ms. Tanda. Just read line by line and pause, okay?
Okay. To the rest, I say this, I, not the Lord. If any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her.
Okay. He said, to the rest, I say this?
Yes, sir.
That means he was talking to somebody else first.
Yes, sir.
So now I'm going to talk to the people who in shambles, because I told y'all to be equally yoked in the first place. So I ain't talking to the ones who are equally yoked. Let me talk to the rest of y'all now.
Right.
So it's almost like the first fruit, the first serving. But see, this is where we play a game, Ms. Miranda, with God. We don't want the first one, because we don't want to line ourselves up in God's order. We want to play that game. We want to kind of be rough around the edges. And we play such a game to where now we have to throw it out for interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear me? Y'all hear me good?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Because we have the ability to be in God's order and decent. But then that comes with a lot of backlash. You know, people start to talk about us. And we don't like to be talked about. But then, you know, because we don't want to be persecuted, in other words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Street cred.
But we kind of put God on a back burner just a little bit, just so
mm-hmm.
we can scale through the world and blend in.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking to this type of person. Because I told y'all to be equally yoked. And since y'all not equally yoked, now I'm talking to y'all. What he said again to the rest, I say what, Ms. Candy?
If any brother has a wife who is not a believer and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her.
Now, here's the thing. That means you're about to eat some crow. You heard what it said. If she's not willing to leave, this is very key in this. Now, you have to rightly divide the word of God. He's talking to the believer, because see, believers don't entertain God at all. So he said if the brother have a wife who's an unbeliever. So he's saying that the man, if you are saved and she's not, but she's willing to stay with you. What that says is you got the word of God and you're demonstrating the word of God, but she's not a believer. That means she must have a listening ear, because the word of God is going to draw people or drive people. You didn't drive her away, so that means you still got a chance.
Yes, sir.
I don't think y'all heard me. It means you still... In other words, see, we're trying, say, because people are there. And see, people typically stay with us because we typically don't put God on the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he ain't say if you're a man and you wishy-washy and she decides to stay. Because, see, now you would make it to where she semi wants to stay because you're giving her the worldly order and not the godly order. No, have godly order in the place, and if she decides to stay, then you got to work with her.
Right.
That's right.
The difference. Now go ahead and tell that one, Ms. Candy.
And if a woman has a husband who is not a believer and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce him.
In other words, y'all, when somebody ready to leave, woman, you saved and he's not saved, but you demonstrating God and he's still willing to live with you, that means that man is lost, but he has the ability to be found.
Yes.
That means he never turned his back on God, because if he did, he would turn his back on you and leave. Y'all didn't catch that, did
you? Yes, sir.
So if you are presenting God, woman, man, and that other person wants to stay, that means it's just like us. We're willing to stay with God, but we're also playing with God.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference? Oh, y'all didn't catch it.
That's right.
Hold on. He's God's bride. And God didn't leave us, even when we unbelievers. Even when we was yet still sinners, God didn't leave us. You know why he didn't leave us? Now, you do understand the same rules and order that he given us is the ones that he lived by.
That's right.
The reason why he didn't leave us is because, David, you still have the heart of God. In other words, you may be acting the fool, but I know you know who I am, and I know you really want this. You just have to decipher which one you're willing to give up.
Mm-hmm.
To turn somebody over to a reprobate mind, we're going to get a little deeper real quick. To turn somebody over to a reprobate mind, that means you have no God conscience whatsoever. You don't care nothing. You curse whenever, say whatever. God has nothing, no significance in your life. There's no order. But God is saying to the unbelieving person, don't let them go, especially if they're willing to stay. In other words, if you're willing to still call on me, I ain't going to let my hand go from you.
That's right.
Y'all heard the previous question said, well, why then does God bless those who don't do right, the character? Look at your answer. He said he reigns on the just as well as the unjust, meaning they still know who I am. They just lost. I can still restore order. Because I'm still mad. How could God be married to the backslider? There's a y'all answer. Look at the scripture. Look at how it laces together like a shoestring. He's married to a backslider because if he tells you to stay with the person who still wants to stay with you, although they're an unbeliever, well, he can't leave you because he would be a hypocrite.
Right.
Y'all caught it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Married. Uh-oh. When you get married in that order, in God's order, you say you got married under God. The problem is this, Mr. DJ, Miss Miranda. We get married and we have buyer's remorse. See, I no longer like the person. I no longer love the person. And yet we say we're in God and they ain't in God and they ain't in God. But that person still wants to be with you, but they ain't in God. And see, we use any excuse to get out of something that we don't want.
Very true.
Oh, my God. That's my God. Don't talk about where they cheated on me. Your daddy cheated on your mama and you still love your daddy. Uh-oh.
Yes.
I struck a nerve.
Yes,
nerve? Huh? Did I strike a nerve?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Your son has cheated on his girlfriend, but you still love him and you defend him too. Did I strike a nerve?
Yes, sir.
See, we get out of things because we want to get out of them. See, God loves us in spite of. In other words, it's the thing that can't make God separate from us. Oh, Lord, your sin don't make God separate from you. It's you that make God separate from you. When you say, God, I don't want you.
Yes.
If it was sin that separated, he wouldn't need forgiveness. He is forgiveness. He has forgiven all your sins. And already, all our sinners still want to be with us. That's his order. So it can't be the sin that separates us from God forever. Wow. I don't think y'all caught that. If he has forgiven all your sins already, Ms. Miranda, it can't be the sin. It got to be something else. It got to be our unwillingness to obey his order and follow him.
Yes.
You think I'm lying? Look at the demonstration on the cross, Mr. DJ. The people was on the cross with Jesus, Mr. DJ.
Right.
Two people. Mr. DJ, one said, I believe you at your word. I look at your art, I know. And the other one said, no. They both were sinners.
That's right.
Wow. But if it was a sin, both of them should have been going to hell. I looked at one and said, you will meet me in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, it ain't the cheating. It ain't the lack thereof, faithfulness, that wants you to, you know, divorce. It's because it's made up in your mind already.
Yes, sir.
It's funny how some people can be cheated on day in and day out, and they can still stay with that person, and you call them crazy. Well, God crazy because he's dealing with you.
Yes, sir.
Nobody cheats more on anybody than we cheat on God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we bold enough to tell him, but I'm going to keep you. We're going to sin again. We bold enough to, what if somebody told you I'm going to cheat on you again in your face? I don't care what your order say. I'm going to cheat on you again. That's what we tell God, don't we say it? Huh? But I'm going to sin again. Yes, sir. Y'all know what time it is. What else does scripture say, Miss Candy?
Yes, sir. One second, it reloaded. At verse 15, at verse 14, for the unbelieving husband has been sanctified through his wife, and the unbelieving wife has been sanctified through her believing husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy.
Wow. That means you can have a sinner and a saint. But they're sanctified through the clean one. And how you know they're sanctified through the clean one? Because of the holy children.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, order says you will know a tree by the fruit that it bear. To mean God look at the fact that you didn't give up on them.
Right.
According to the world standard, because you know the world say when they do wrong, get rid of them. How many times y'all done heard that?
Leave them.
Now, if you think about it, who was so nice to you, whether it be your boss, your family member, somebody was so nice to you, and you was wrong, and they could have got rid of you, they could have fired you, but they kept you. Why? Do you not appreciate them to this day? Do you not see the God in them for doing it? So why then do we disrupt God's order and allow people not to see the God in us? We tell them, but, you know, you got one strike with me, and we bigoted with it too. I lose, you lose my attention real quick. Who are you? I'm not losing somebody's attention. Who are you? I'm asking. My attention span short. The same way you treat them, God's going to tell you, in the day of judgment, my attention span short. Remember that here.
That's right.
Allow people to see God through you. Okay. Now, that don't mean stay if they're not trying to stay with you. Because if you're exemplifying God and they know the good thing that they have, trust me, they want to stay. Now, work that out between God. Hey, give them some ultimatums. Hey, man, you got to line up, bro. Up.
Exactly.
All right, and who else we have with an email question? Anybody out there had a star five real quick? If not, I had an email questions. Anybody had an email question?
We don't have anyone at this time, sir.
Mr. DJ, I'm going to start with you. Here's the email question. Okay?
Right. Okay.
We've talked about decently and in order doing things and restoring God's to-do list this entire week. Okay?
Okay.
Got his phone deep in bed. Okay. Talked about decently and in order restoring God's to-do list this entire week. My question then is, when a man and a woman is married, this is a good one, Mr. DJ. Ms. Miranda, listen now. When a man and a woman is married and she is the pastor of a church, if God tells her to do one thing and he tells her to do another, how is that order and which should she listen to? I'm going to step up right there and let Mr. DJ divulge in there, get in that, and then Ms. Miranda.
Okay. As going according to the scripture that you guys just read, and not saying that that man is in the world, but it says the woman is a pastor, which means that she has been called by God to lead. She has to follow God. Now, according to God's order, then there's some things that are out of order. But that doesn't mean that God still can't use her. If she's the pastor and she knows right from wrong and she's supposed to be the spiritual counselor or leader over her flock, if she's the shepherd, she has to follow God. A lot of people don't believe a woman can be pastor. A lot of people don't believe every time in the Bible where it says man that they're talking about women too. But there have been some women of God that have been used. If that's her husband, then he should be right there with her. He should be walking right there with her in accordance to God. Because if she's truly a pastor, she's not going to let him lead her asunder. You can't be the head of anything if you don't know where you're going. That's basically what I'm trying to say. I don't care who you are or what you're doing. If you're supposed to be the leader, you got to know what you're doing. You don't just get in that position just because you have male parts. You have to get in that position. You can't lead nobody nowhere if you don't know what you're doing. So that's why it's more to it. There's some things that's kind of missing from that question. But just on the surface of what you're saying, I would say that she needs to, if she's a pastor, which means that she's a spiritual leader, then she needs to continue following God.
Woo! I'm starting to stop, boy. I know them fingers burning up. I need some callers to chime in. Miss Miranda, what you got?
I would have to agree with Mr. DJ because, yes. And then a twist to that would be, like they say, few are called, or I'm twisting it around. Some are called, but few are chosen. At the same time, my thing is, yes, God is the head. But if you was to twist it around and say, okay, suppose she wasn't married. She wasn't married and she just had a mate. You know, it's like, you're going to still, God is the head of everything that we do. So, it's God's order. Doesn't matter about that name, but you have to, like Mr. DJ said, when you have a mate and y'all have to come together on one accord, you know, that's your husband. So if you, the leader of the church, and I'm sorry about all the noise because I'm on my way back home, but if you're the leader of the church, you have to, God is your leader. So I would have to agree with Mr. DJ.
Ms. Candy, what you got? All right, Ms. Miranda. What you got, Ms. Candy?
Well, it brought back to mind the scripture that you shared the other night, which was 1 Corinthians 11:3. And it was, you know, that the head of every man is Christ and the head of the woman is man and the head of Christ is God. And everything that was brought up is real life, because I've seen women pastors who were able to do it without a husband, and I've seen women pastors who are married and have faced different challenges because of the exact same thing that the question is asking. What if they're being told something different? Well, if the husband is saying something different than what God is saying, then they're not on the same page to begin with, and that's something that they have to work out, because if they're truly on one accord, then they shouldn't be getting different directions. So there's one layer of it that says exactly what Mr. DJ was talking about, how a woman shouldn't be a pastor, and the order with that is out of order. But even if the woman isn't a pastor and they're in the relationship and they're getting two different sets of directions, that means they're not on one accord anyway. So taking the pastor out of it, or even putting the pastor into it, either way, they're not on one accord, and they have to find a way to get on one accord, because if not, this is going to continue to happen, and it's going to create problems in every aspect of their relationship, personally, as well as in the ministry that they're serving. So they have to make sure that they're on one accord, because if they are, they should be getting the same directions, not two different sets of directions.
Uh-huh. Gotcha. Anybody press star 5 and want to chime in on it?
And I just want to add, what she just said was really, really powerful, because, you know, when you, man is supposed to be that head in a relationship, and even the head of a family. But what happened when your mama and your daddy are sinner? Okay, so now what? What do you do as a child? That's your mama and your daddy. You know, that you it says don't be disobedient. But at the same time, you know God and your mom and daddy don't. So again, you have to follow God's word and his order. I mean, it's just point blank. That's it.
Uh-huh.
Just because your parent don't make you intelligent, trust me, we all know, son, that's not automatic. You know, and just because you're a man don't make you a leader. That's definitely not osmosis.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know, okay. So and I'm just saying, you know, you have to follow God. That's, I mean, in situations like that where it's not equally yoked or in God's divine order, then you have to lean on God. That's who the head is. So if the man is supposed to be the head and he ain't, and you're in that relationship, then you need to lean on God for his understanding, wisdom, and leadership. Go directly to him. You know, that's all it is to it. Same way as a child, the next chain of command. You look to your parents, but if they doing wrong, uh-uh, you look to God. Either way it goes, you don't let that hand go with God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm just saying that's a good rule of thumb to me, is just don't let his hand go, period. I don't care if you're man, woman, child, or what.
But it is. Y'all doing things God's way, his order. Decently, when you do it his way, it's done decently. His order. There's power in that. Y'all get it? And you restore his to-do list, because that's what God wants you to do. First deny yourself, and then follow him. But look at that. First deny yourself, and then follow him. Look at that again. First deny yourself. You cannot have order in your house, even in this situation, if you lean to your own understanding. Because when you lean to your own understanding and say, what I think and what I feel, you have purposefully or unknowingly broken God's order. And when you break God's order, chaos comes into play. Where there's confusion, you can always find the devil.
That's true.
So when you have a child, and if you have two parents that may be out of God's order, whatever may be going on, thieves, just perpetual sinners, whatever, guess what? Phil has to obey that parent, both parents, as long as what both parents say do not obstruct their life with God. I don't think y'all heard me. Let me say it again. Because even in the world that we live in today, y'all notice how the presidency is going, doing things decently in order? Barack still addressed him the right way, regardless of what he's thrown at him. Y'all, we respect that, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Some people mad and say he need to man up, but ultimately you respect that, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Saying taking the higher road. What I'm saying is, even with a child, when we talk about doing things decently in order, regardless of the circumstance or the situation, with your parents, if we're going to do it in God's order, that means we too must love unconditionally. That means I know what God said first, regardless of what I see and feel. Okay? I'm still going to respect and honor my mother and my father. Uh-oh. Now, some people have been emboldened, and some people who are Christian literally will say, but. Ain't no but to it. So when you say, but, you saying, God, I'm going to break your order and put it to the side. I'm looking at you, but, hey, your order, I ain't listening to that right now, because this child is going through hell and high water, and these people are drug addicts. Who are you to break God's order, though? Remember the Bible says, anyone who tries to come up against the word of God, I mean, break my order, you are to cast them down or cast it down. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
So how often do we rebuke ourselves is my question. We'll rebuke somebody else in a minute. We'll rebuke somebody else in a minute. We'll be like, look at that devil. I bind you. But how often do you rebuke yourself? You know it's okay to rebuke yourself, right?
That's right.
Yes, sir.
I mean, the Bible says if you judge yourself, no one else can judge you. But we don't properly judge ourselves. Why? Because a lot of times when it comes to us, God's order is pushed to the side. We only enforce God's order when we want to condemn somebody else. And y'all know what condemnation is. When you condemn a building, that means you tear it down. Did y'all catch it?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So to answer that question, can Michael Jordan be a head coach? Probably not. But wasn't he a great player? The greatest. Fair to say? Can Magic Johnson, Larry Bird be head coaches?
Y'all see what happened when they was the head coaches, right? That's why they ain't coaching no more. Y'all do know that Magic Johnson was the head coach with the Lakers for a short period of time. So was Larry Bird with the Indiana Pacers. What happened? Y'all see where they at now, huh? They not coaching. See, here's the thing. Just because you can do something great don't mean that it's God's order for you to be the leader. Come on, y'all. Decently and in order. Come on. Well, Samson, you know Samson, Delilah, and Samson was a strong man. Y'all don't know who that is, huh?
That's
he was a great Israelite.
Yeah.
Samson was a judge too, y'all. But was Samson ever a king? No, he wasn't.
No.
Here's the thing. You throw out a question like this. Can a woman be the spiritual head of the man? If so, that means we got to go back to 1 Corinthians 11 and 3 and say, God, your word is wrong. Because it says, but I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ and the head of the woman is man. I mean, the head of the woman is man and the head of Christ is God. That means, God, your order is wrong. Uh-oh. It's about to get good. In other words, Mr. DJ, just because you make more money than your mama don't mean that she's still not the head. Lord have mercy.
Hey to the man.
I don't think y'all want to hear this, but it's the truth. Because, see, a respectful child will take care of their parents before they take care of themselves.
That's
yeah,
right.
I made the money, but look who brought me in the world.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Preach it.
See, just because God gave you the spiritual wit don't mean that he gave you or appropriated you to be above. Lord, y'all don't want to hear because, see, some people get mad. Because, see, what we do is we think that someone is devaluing you. No, here's a problem. Satan is the author of confusion, and he's good. He's been around much longer than we've been around. Believe that. He has perfected the art of confusion. All he had to do is let you think what you want to think and think outside of the realm of God. And chaos and no more order exist. Can a woman be a pastor? Of course she can be a pastor. Can she be the pastor and a wife? I challenge that theory. I challenge that. I'm going to tell you why. Let's take it to the scripture. Let's take it to the scripture. See, I don't like debate. Let's take it straight to the word of God. And don't say that Mr. Carr is anti. That's a lie. Because, see, people run with what they want to hear. We can talk all a whole hour about something great, and then they'll take something and run with it. You know how the media do it, right? That's all they need is to validate. That's why I don't listen to it. That's cool. Because it didn't appease you, right? But watch this. Watch this for a second. Let's take this scripture. Let's really go there. 1 Timothy 3 and 5. I want somebody else to read it. I don't even want to read it. I'm going to let somebody else read it. 1 Timothy 3 and 5. Can somebody read that for me? 1 Timothy 3 and 5.
I have it, sir.
What you got?
If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
Ms. Rhonda, you heard that? Read it one more time, Ms. Candy.
If anyone doesn't know how to take care of his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ and the head of the woman is man. And the head of Christ is God. The head of the woman is man. He talked to family. So how can you read 1 Timothy again?
If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church?
We are good stewards. Stewards meaning it's not ours. That means it belongs to God. To manage, that means we're property managers. See, God tells us the order of the property in which it should go. So how can we be the head of a church when we have yet to place God's the family in place? Because if it be in place, shouldn't it go God, Christ, husband, wife? I'm asking a question.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So how then? Lord have mercy. Boy. People mad about that now, I know. How then? You have a woman who's married. The problem is, see, I wouldn't even go to that scripture because, see, some people, I'll lose some people because then, you know, everybody's not spiritually mature. Because they'll say that's Old Testament. But, it's so funny. We try and break down God's word, and we're not even there, but then we want to try and break it down. You're not in that class yet. You're not in that. You're not in. You're in advanced math. You're not in that one. We have yet to get the little stuff right. This is real talk. Because see, if we really, and we should have a topic on it. I mean, I'll break this thing completely down. The Bible clearly, and see if some people are going to take this out of line, but it's not intended for that. It says that women should listen and learn in silence in the church. Does it not say that in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
But see, we take silence as the wrong thing. What you trying to say, you're a male chauvinist? No, no, no. You get mad at God, not me.
Right.
Don't get mad at me. Once somebody told me that God was a woman. I said, Lord, you know what? Conversation done. I'm done. Here's the thing. When you are a woman pastor and your husband say one thing and God say another, then he go to ship and blame thing. He go to ship and blame game, Ms. Moran. Well, I'm listening to God. He's just a husband. But see, God is not going to have anything in the Bible that contradicts itself. See, we don't want to put the burden on us. We always want to put it on husband or somebody else.
Right.
We don't want to say that we're wrong. In other words, listen to this. Hear me good. Just because I have the capability and know the word more than Miss Candy don't mean that I need to be the one speaking it.
Right.
I don't think y'all hear me. Steven Spielberg is the one who write the movie, but he sure ain't the one acting it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't want to hear the truth? Y'all mad?
True.
Hmm? See, we've come into a generation where we become lovers of ourselves and our money, the Bible says, in the last days. So in other words, I wrote it, I want to say it. In other words, God gave it to me, but I want to do it. Do you not understand in the Bible, God literally gave people visions and dreams and they didn't fulfill them? Other people came behind them, did?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all know that?
Mm-hmm.
It becomes confusion. You got children looking at this. How can you literally be the spiritual leader at the church and then come home and let him be the spiritual leader at the house? That's a lie. You know that's not happening. Come on, y'all don't want to be honest?
It's true.
Y'all don't want to be honest?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Come on. Paula White stuff got so ugly and some stuff started coming out, huh? I've always questioned that. You know why? Because although God allows it, because some people say, well, if they're not standing up, stepping up, they need whatever. God allow it, yeah. But that ain't his order. But I guarantee you, God does not allow that. See, if the woman is the pastor, that's like we being God's bride, we over Jesus. Now, how silly does that sound? Because we the woman, right, in the relationship. So that's like us being over Jesus. How silly does that sound? I'm asking a question. Do understand that the natural marriage comes from the spiritual marriage. Why do you think that God literally said that we are his bride? In other words, we don't know marriage until we know our relationship with him. True?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So do not detach from that now. Because, see, we want to detach from that simply to fulfill our immediate flesh needs. Y'all, it will always be confusion with their mindset. As a matter of fact, that's how some marriages break. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all know that for real? Think it's a lie? Come on, people. That is inevitable. If she leading in the church and she's the pastor, you really think that man leading at that house? Because, see, somebody going to get beside themselves and say, hold on, I hear from God. You don't. Ooh, y'all going to tell me? Y'all think that's not going to happen? But according to 1 Corinthians, 3:11, that means somebody broke order, chain of command. No matter what, Mike Tyson would never say he was greater than Muhammad Ali because of respect. But naturally, you know he would beat Muhammad Ali. Even Muhammad Ali said this.
Yes.
I don't sit in your house or show people. But the thing is, when you respect honor so much,
I refuse to even go up against that.
Uh-oh. You know, they don't want to hear me now, Ms. Kim. They're everybody quiet.
Y'all, right. It creates problems. That is chaotic. That is not God-driven. Yes, a female pastor can be a pastor, but it would be strongly suggested that she's not married. And I know that's a great debate people don't want to hear. You know why? Because then, if God, this man can be a man of God. Everybody want to say he's not in God's order. No, he can be a man of God and say, baby, we're going this way. And she said, no, well, God said we're going this way. Now, confusion is all in that place. Now, you can't say that he's not lining up with God. She wasn't lining up with God from the get-go because that was not her order because she has a head. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, but her head is God. But he also put in order. He said, God, Christ, man. So now you're contradicting yourself still.
Right.
It's still a contradiction. And where there's contradiction and confusion, who's in the midst? So to take all that off the table, you know, when some people say, you know what? To take all this confusion, go ahead and have it. In other words, you know what? To take all that off the table, God, go ahead and have your way. Boy. That's funny, huh, people?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And we get so, you know, unraveled, Miss Candy. Because when it's not something that we like, then we don't believe nothing people say no more. But if that be the case, God is perfect. But he says the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right?
That's
correct?
Right.
He has a place in order for everything. Correct? Will the Holy Spirit override Jesus? Will it override God? Of course not. Will the Son override God? Of course not.
Of course. Mr. Carr, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
So if a female is pastor and married, so her husband would be like the first man of the church?
Typically, that's how it goes. I mean, I don't know what lingo they use nowadays, but typically that's how it goes. And
well, how would you address, you know, when you're talking to pastor and first lady? You know, I'm just saying, how would you, even as a man, how would you even address
well,
that?
Well, you know, we don't want to make it male chauvinistic, but I will say this. I will say this. Listen to this. And Ms. Miranda, you can correct me if I'm wrong. Ms. Candy, you tend to. But typically when a female is a pastor, to give homage to her husband, she always called him a pastor, even though he's not one.
Ah. See, that's just as confusing as a same-sex marriage. You go to the wedding, who's the bride? Who's the groom? That's always been something that I've always wondered, like, so who determines that?
So, is that incorrect? Typically, when you have a female pastor, as opposed to downgrading her husband, she upgrades him with a title called pastor. Is that not true?
That's true.
Yeah.
Even when he's not equipped to be a pastor, she does that to balance out the scales, because now his ego is bruised. But here go emotions again. His ego is bruised that my wife is a pastor and it almost looked like I'm her little toy.
Yeah.
You see, I like to be honest with stuff.
That brings it in there, because you can't say titles and gender versus titles and egos and feelings. That's why I was saying, like, even in the same-sex marriage, you got two grooms or two brides, either way it goes. That's not what's in God's order. And just like what you just said about being a pastor, you have to earn that right to be a pastor. If you hadn't, you're not over anybody. You're not a pastor. So what I'm saying is these things that of the world, like you said, you know, being politically correct, soothing egos. If that's the case, then everything that we're doing is incorrect. Politically correct, I think that was one of the topics some weeks back, is definitely incorrect, out of God's order. And that's
Ms. Kennedy, you had something to say?
Well, yes, I did. One of the things was, First Lady isn't biblical, so I understand the question, but then we have to go to, why are we still even buying into that. Because First Lady isn't biblical. There was, I know a couple recently, the fellow was promoted to the lead pastor at the church. And they were on Facebook, his wife and some of her friends, had this whole conversation for 2 days about whether she would be called First Lady or Lady. And they were arguing because there's only one First Lady, and that's the First Lady of the United States. Whole thing was silly. But I bring it up to say this. First Lady isn't biblical, so we buy into that, and then we look for something for the man. But the problem stems from us as Christians even buying into that. So it doesn't start with, you know, the husband of the pastor that's the wife. It starts with the fact that we've even ever bought into the First Lady in the first place, because it in itself is just the title. Just like if the wife gives the husband the title of pastor, that's the same way that we've given the title of First Lady and First Family and all of these other things that are not even biblical.
And it gets convoluted. And you're right, Ms. Candy and Ms. Miranda, I know you want to chime in too, and I'm about to let you. You know, Mr. DJ said it first. He said it, if we steal cable, you know, how can you even be watching TV talking about God blessing me? So if we steal title and position, how can we expect God to bless that? It's the next question. Because that's something stolen. God didn't give that. And you can get mad at me all you want to. I'm telling you. Think about this. Okay? And you don't have to convince people who already. It is what it is. Okay? My mother is great with what she do with her hands. Very talented. I can very well know more than my mother. But if God gave her the order and position as the head, I don't care how much I know it. My job is to pour into my mother and stand in the background.
Mm-hmm. True. Right.
The problem is people who are not even mature in God come with their opinions, but how can you identify something when you have yet to identify your immaturity?
Yes, sir.
How can you handle college material when you have yet to graduate from elementary school is what I'm asking.
Amen.
See how it goes? See, we'll dive into stuff like that with our opinions. But, dog, all these other things we done had on this call and ministry and stuff like that, we run from those because they don't pertain to us. But yet we think we're mature enough to handle this. Wow. Because we only call in when the call is meant for us. And you say that's mature? I thought every call was meant for you because you never know when you need it to address some type of enemy, the devil.
Right.
Or bless somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
These bunches of opinions that mean nothing, because we can't even rightly divide the word of God in our own life yet with a topic like this, huh?
Right?
Yes, sir.
This is true. When God said, you know, the woman is the weaker vessel, he didn't mean that she was lesser. But y'all said out of your own mouth, men and women, who's the more emotional being?
Right.
You know, I cringe, y'all, at these shows. I cringe, Miss Candy, Mr. DJ, Miss Aranda, when we have a female judge. Real talk, I cringe. And they're having a show based on, you know, marriage issues, or a show based on infidelity, a show based on who the child for, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of stuff. Boy, if it's a female one, boy, listen, if she's not in God, it's about to get ugly. You know why? Because she's about to go lean to her experience and not to God's understanding.
Yes, sir.
Never, ever fail. The crowd gets crazy when he lying and said the baby wasn't his and it's his. The crowd go, yeah, yeah, get him, get him, get him. But as soon as y'all can't tell me I'm lying, that the woman was lying, then the host go hug her and say, it's all right, and the crowd get all. Yeah. Ain't that something?
That's crying.
So why was not the same emotions dispersed on both of them? Uh-oh. You know why? Because 90% of the crowd is female, right?
Yeah.
Come on, y'all don't want to be honest?
That's right.
Okay? So here's the deal. So Satan know how to get in. He did it with Adam and Eve. He know how to get in. I'm not saying that Adam was greater than Eve, but he knows how to get in. We can't take away God's fact. Opinion means nothing to God. It's his order, facts, right? That's not putting nobody down. And see, we allow Satan to get in our head and say, putting us down. No, it's not. Because guess what? Guess what? Take a wild guess. I understand even God's natural order. I am an African-American male. Okay? I am not Jew. I understand that God is returning for the Jews first, but he said there will be neither Greek nor Gentile nor Jew. I'm okay with that, God, as long as I get in. I'm fine with that. See, when you have humility and no more pride, I don't need to be number one. God, even though I have it, tell me what to do with it because it's yours in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This is where God will show you humility. Y'all think that's a bigger problem? Talking about restoring God's order to-do list? Watch this. Done in decency and in order? Watch this, and we're about to get off this call. Watch this. This, because of that topic, that question right there, Miss Miranda, that's the very reason why we don't pay our tithes. Watch what I mean by this. Because, see, if we have a female pastor and she has more than him, what's wrong with that, Mr. Carr? It's just like, Mr. Carr, I made the money. Why should I have to pay the tithe? God understand. See how that go? Because we think we got it just like she thinks she got it. He gave me more than him. So now all of a sudden, we equate our knowledge as Lord have mercy, y'all missing it. We equate what we have, our knowledge base, how we can articulate and teach more so than God's order. Don't you know God will give you great power just to see if you're going to humble yourself and do not do anything with it but what he tells you to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
God will give you everything. And when he said give it up, don't you know the rich young ruler? Y'all don't hear me. Who do you think allowed him to get all that? Y'all don't hear me. God, Jesus, he went to Jesus and said, I'm doing everything right. What much more shall I do? He said, go and sell all that you have, wink, wink, all that I gave you, and give it to the poor. That man said, nope, I can't do it. That's just like somebody saying, I got more knowledge about God than my husband. I refuse to give this up and let him be my pastor. Lord, have mercy. What's the difference?
Yes, Lord.
What is the difference, people? Ain't no different.
No different.
And we approach God. Same way we approach God. Somebody say, well, he getting, you know, oh, he excited about this one. He getting passionate. Here's the thing. Okay. Something got to get in your spirit and drive you, make you, shake you, and wake you up. See, my tone can elevate and stuff like that, but look at the substance therein. Please. This is the very reason why we don't pay our tithes, because of the same situation. Because we say, God, you gave it to me. Why should I give it back to you?
Mr. Carr, I have something to add. When you're bringing up tithes, and I go to church, the church that I do attend, and it's pretty on a regular basis. But, you know, I know from all the calls, you know, 10%, the first 10% goes to God. But they get there, and they give you the option. They pass out letters before the beginning of the year saying either you pay 10% of your earnings or you pay $30 a month. You know, and, you know, when you're going and you're reading God's word, the first 10% goes to God. It's no, you know, selling or giving God just $30 a month. He's selling you 10%, 10%. You see, and we're going back to Mr. DJ comment about the first man, first lady. Or they have so many titles in the church today that I go to, and I can speak from my experience. Because you have your mission department, you have your deaconess, you have your deacons. You have your different department. You got the board of trustees. What is there for? What is all these these groups for? I have no idea. I still have no idea till this day.
Mm.
Till this day. And I'm on the mission department. And the mission is that the mission sister is supposed to get out there and fellowship with those who cannot go to church. We are the church. But we don't even do that. So it's just a title. It's just a title that they have in the church that I attend.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, with these laws,
And you know, that happens a lot.
Yeah, with these calls, I have learned so much, and I can honestly say I have learned so much throughout these months on these calls, more than I have learned in that physical building.
Y'all don't go beat Miss Miranda up, because I did not call her to say that. They're going to say he's that. I'm just
because, and I just have to be real. I just have to be real, and that's just me, because I'm a caller state to state. It is what it is. So that's
really
why.
About what you want. And Mr. DJ, I know you wanted to chime in. Y'all, it's really about what you want. Seriously, what Miss Miranda was saying, all those positions are something to distort order. That's only one head. And trust me, when you're the head, you don't even want people to know you as a head. Because when you're the head, you know there's a lot of responsibility. I don't know about y'all, but if ever, I mean, I'm just saying this loose. I'm playing, yeah. I'm playing when I say this. That yeah part, that's Louisiana lingo, Donald Trump, okay. But if I was to hit the lottery, this is a joke, y'all, but if I was to hit the lottery, I'm not telling nobody.
Man.
Listen to what I'm saying. When you have a lot, you don't want people to really know that, because you know it's going to be a demand. They're going to stretch you wide and thin. Jesus told people not to tell them who I was. That was his order, and they told him anyway. But you don't think God knew this, that they was going to tell him anyway? Huh? See, the thing is this. You don't need a title, huh, when you got order and power in you. Y'all, I've seen over the years, and this is putting no one down, but let's keep a fact a fact. And y'all, at any point in time, if you have to go ahead and go. But for those who want to stay, please listen, because we're about to get off the phone. You know, but I've seen over year and year and time, especially with the children ministry, people say, well, I'm over the youth ministry. And be the people who hang out on Saturday nights with you, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? The people who still doing what they want to do. Now, we can make excuses for everything. But don't you know, it's almost like a police chief, the chief of police, picking up prostitutes. That means you shouldn't get mad with him then. See, titles are derived to keep some people in the church and happy. To keep Candy faithful, let me just give Candy the title of Older Youth Ministry. Candy knows nothing about God, so why would I let her over the babies? Lord have mercy. Oh, I'm sorry. For one, to alleviate responsibility from me. Two, she seems like a well-to-do girl, but well-to-do and godly, good and godly are two different things. So because Miss Tiana good with kids, I'm going to let her be able to. If Miss Tiana don't know how to, the first thing about biblical, and I'm talking about spiritually seeing this, why? Oh, why? And then y'all want to get mad, huh? And I say, y'all, look at that. Y'all want to get mad when people say, well, Trump, you know, we didn't expect him to know all this. But as a president, that's your job to know all of it. Don't run for something you don't know. But see, why would you get mad at Trump and his followers if you don't get mad with your pastor putting somebody who in position who shouldn't be there? What's the difference? I'm asking. You know why? It has become a game. It has become a game of cat and mouse, and we don't do things decently and in order. One would say, well, hold on, Mr. Carr. He had Matthew, Bartholomew, and Peter, and all the rest of them, and they wasn't equipped. Here's the order, though. Watch this. Did he not chin check them every chance he got? Jesus did not play with his disciples. You better go back and read your Bible. And watch this. Ooh, y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Order came in after Jesus left. That's when they start believing. And when they start believing, power came within them. This is why Peter's shadow was able to heal people, because he had order in his life. And when you have order, you got power. You know why? A lot of our houses are still out of no power. Because we don't even have order in God. The reason why you got to keep on fussing at your children. The reason why you got to keep on arguing with your boss. The reason why you disturb with yourself is because you don't have order in God yet. Because y'all know it. A strong man can say one time, sit down. And everybody sitting down. Wife is in there. You're like, oh, you're talking to me? The dog didn't sit down.
true.
But don't get mad at God's order. I said a strong man, strong power man, meaning in God, because that ain't him speaking. It's God speaking. And remember, Satan said, Peter, I know. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you? The reason why people are so disobedient in your life? Lord have mercy. Because it's you speaking and not God. Because spirits bow down. He said, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. When it's God in you speaking through you, Lord, when you speak, there's order, there's power, and it has to listen because they ain't listening to you. They listen to the God in you. This is why a lot of people run away from Sunday morning breakfast, because everybody don't want to hear God. You can say, well, that's not true. Well, how is not true? Because if you love God on Sunday, why you can't love him here? I get asked all the time, what church do you attend? Sunday morning breakfast. No, for real, what church you attend? Why are you mad with me? Why are you mad with us? Because we're learning God's word, pure, cut, uncut. It's order. We don't need to look at each other to fellowship. As a matter of fact, faith comes by hearing. We stand a better chance of getting the word of God right here on this phone than somebody physically in the church, because see, if Miss Miranda Cleaver's showing, Mr. DJ and Mr. Carr looking. Don't play no games. Let's keep it 100.
Yes, sir.
Huh? And then if Mr. DJ get jacked up, Mr. Carr's talking about what supplements you taking, then it's Candy looking. But now all we can do is rely on our ears to establish our faith in God's order. Ain't that something? Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you close out, and then I'm going to let you pray.
Okay. I've nothing to close. Just to say according to God's word, and don't stray too far off the path. Dear Father, as we bring tonight's call to a close, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us together and sharing ideas to worship you, Father. Keep us on that path that leads to you, and let some light shine through us so that others may see you. I pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all have a great night. Catch us on Wednesday for Bible study at 8 p.m. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.